gonna be a good day. That's today gonna be a good day. That's today gonna be a good, good day.
This is a good one. Get your blood pumping.
It's Jennifer Horn and Doug Steffen. Had their way late a bit because of dealing with children issues. The shame of it all, having children and having to deal with them. My heavens, Jennifer. Can you imagine?
You should get the nanny.
No, so basically, Jennifer and I think the last hour was depressing.
It was. We need to... Shootings, terrible.
All right, so how about this? This is an interesting... This is not a show about politics. You listen to other people talk about politics. You don't need to listen to us. Although I did find this interesting because I saw this YouTube video, which was released the other day. Representative Don Young, who is from Alaska, Republican, has endorsed Mazie Hirono, who is a Democrat from Hawaii, in her race for the U.S. Senate there. This is pretty interesting. They both appear in the video. We ought to probably post this video someplace. He speaks about her ability to work with him and vice versa, working across party lines. Is it Hirono? I think that's how you pronounce her name. Cited an amendment to protect Native Alaskan and Hawaiian education that both she and Mr. Young worked on, and how she had to battle a House Democratic leadership in order to get it accepted. Young told Hawaiians that they ought to vote for Ms. Hirono. Quote, if they're looking for a United States senator who doesn't just talk about bipartisanship, but actually knows how to work with both Republicans and Democrats to get things done. I think that is cool.
That sounds good. That's refreshing.
Yep. So if you want to check it out, I'm sure that I don't have to. Maybe we don't even have to post it. Although maybe if you find it, Jennifer, you can put it up on Facebook. Maybe that's the way we repurpose it.
Sure.
It's Representative Don Young, who is a Republican congressman from Alaska, and I believe the only, see, in Alaska, Vermont, Rhode Island, I think of one other state, there's a couple of other, one or two other states, there's only one congressman and two senators, so the congressman becomes as important as the senators in terms of population coverage and importance. So I think that's the case. Those of you who are listening in Alaska, what do you know, and what would you like to tell us about Representative Don Young? And what do you think about his endorsing this lady who's a Democrat for Senate in Hawaii? I think more of this is necessary. As a matter of fact, last night I was talking about local politics here in the town where I live.
You're on the Board of Selectmen, right?
No, I'm on the town meeting.
Town meeting, that's
right. I had to go before the Board of Selectmen last night to straighten out an issue with the farm.
Some farm issues,
yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, but I have thought about running for selectman, and I don't know that I want to right now. I think it's going to be a change. I'm on a sort of charter commission that's looking at government in Framingham, and there are some who want to make it a city form of government. Others want to enhance the town aspects of it. But at any rate, what we don't do in here is to be partisan. You know, Republicans, Democrats, people run as people, not as party. Although the prejudice that is directed toward those who are of one party or another in this community, as an example, is still pretty blatant. Last night, the chairman of the Board of Selectmen was reading a memo about poll workers. And there are a certain number of Democrats, a certain number of Republicans. And he snickered at the number of Republicans who were on the list of poll workers. Well, because he's a Democrat and he just snickered. He thought it was amusing that there were so many more Democrat poll workers than there were Republican poll workers. So he snickered and he said, pardon me for laughing at the number of Republicans. You know, that's the kind of stuff that just gives people a headache and unnecessary in this unnecessary period. But my point, Jennifer, is that I think the party mechanisms are so broken. Why would you want to divide the country up along these political lines, or divide the country along any number of lines the way we do? Color, intelligence,
It's
money.
The only way people process
sex,
things anymore. It's kind of like
process.
The police versus citizens.
Yeah,
the politics, hard. Democrats versus Republicans. It's like we're looking for a good guy and a bad guy all the time.
Well, and that happens to be, if you're a Republican, the bad guys are the Democrats. You listen to the radio and you hear all this guff all the time. And same thing on the other side. If you're a liberal or you're listening to some liberal radio programs, the automatic response, the knee-jerk response to, it's the Republicans' fault. No, it isn't. It's the fault of the system. And if you really have to focus on blame, it's the fault of people not to be understanding or listen and figure things out. And that's why this Republican endorsing this Democrat for the U.S. Senate seems so unusual. But in fact, if a person is good who is running for a particular office, why wouldn't
pretty
it be
refreshing,
a good idea?
Pretty refreshing, yeah.
I mean, Orrin Hatch's office, Orrin is the Republican senator from Arizona. And his best friend in life was Ted Kennedy. And there couldn't be two more different political philosophies than those espoused by Ted Kennedy and Orrin Hatch. But yet, they were best friends. And Hatch has a picture in his office of Kennedy and something that he treasures. If you ever talk to Orrin Hatch, ever go into his office, you see this and you look at, okay, so how is it that this can happen? It sort of reminds me of my friend Ellen Ratner, who used to chastise people who had friends who were Republicans. How can you be friends with a Republican? Now, it's that kind of nonsensical thinking. It's like, how can you be friends with a Catholic if you're Protestant?
It's like my mother saying, how did I give birth to you?
Yeah. Maybe.
That's mean.
It is
mean. So you know
mean.
What I'm going to do? I'm getting a Mitt Romney yard sign, and I'm going to hide it and stick it in her yard, and she's never going to know. But I'll show her.
That's actually a great idea. You should do
no,
that.
No, I'm
you?
Totally doing it. Don't
That's
tell her. I did that during the George
idea.
Bush election, and she had no idea. For 2 weeks, it sat there. She had no idea.
Good. And likewise, she'll bring an Obama sticker and put it on the back of your car.
She might, but I'll look for it. No, I won't do stickers because that's just mean.
Yeah.
Yard signs can be easily removed.
All right. So anyway, why can't we all just get along, I guess, is the theme in part to this conversation. And speaking of that, with all of the business of the Dark Knight Rises and the things that are going on in Aurora, the governor there, John Hickenlooper, was informed that Warner Brothers is going, they're the ones who released The Dark Knight, donating money to support the victims of the shooting in Aurora. You know, the fellow who is, I forget his name now, the fellow who who's covered his wife and he got shot in the head, didn't have any insurance. And so now they're having a fundraiser, and that's part of what this money is for, to help the people who were victims who didn't have any insurance.
Right.
So there's a fund that's set up at givingfirst.org, if you're interested. Givingfirst.org, the fund for there was a couple of different charities supporting the victims. The studio does not plan to announce how much money they will donate. It will be a substantial amount, so they say. GivingFirst.org is a way for you to give if you would like to. So in league with that, we have a story at DougStephan.com today about Christian Bale going into Colorado yesterday to pay a visit to the folks who are in the hospital. That seems to be a good touch, frankly.
I think so, too. I think that was very classy and sweet. And I don't think he did it for the media hype at all. I think he did it to do the right thing.
How stupid some of the people are in the media. Somebody actually wrote that he went there not in his Batman attire. There as himself.
What? Who would show up as Batman?
Mr. Bale went there as himself, not as Batman. Huh?
Thanks. Can you imagine? These poor people have been traumatized and they have Batman walking
into Batman walks into the hospital. Right, exactly. Meanwhile, DC Comics sent a letter to retailers asking them to postpone the sale of new Batman comic books out of respect for the victims of the attack. They're holding off on the sale of Batman.
I don't think that helps the victims at all by them holding off on comic books. It wasn't the movie that killed anybody. It was, you know.
But I told you earlier, I think the Batman franchise is dead, pardon the pun. Over. I don't think you'll ever see another Batman movie made because it'll all bring back this stuff and people won't, they'll resist it. I think it'd be a horrible investment for anybody to put money into something like that?
I mean, the franchise was done anyway after this movie.
You think so?
That doesn't mean...
Because he gets killed at the end.
Well, I don't know. I don't know how it ends. Don't tell me. But I just know that this is the last one that Christopher Nolan's doing.
Yeah. It'll be the last one anybody does. All right. Did I give away the ending?
Mean. You are mean.
Yeah. Actually, that wasn't purposeful. I might have done it in another environment. Is it appropriate that the man found guilty of killing Jennifer Hudson's mother, brother, and nephew sentenced yesterday to 3 consecutive life sentences plus an additional 120 years, or should he have gotten the death penalty? 3 life sentences and 120 years sounds like the death penalty to me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like he's going to be able to get out.
Yeah. Right.
Why didn't they seek the death penalty in that case?
Yeah, I don't know.
Illinois have a death penalty?
Was it Illinois or Michigan?
Oh, maybe it was Michigan.
Was it Michigan? I think
I thought it was Chicago for some reason, but yeah. You might be right.
Yeah. At any rate, he's out of harm's way or out of being able to do anybody any harm's way, one way or the other. All right, so enough heavy stuff. What's the television report in the next half hour going to consist of in part?
Laughter, rainbows, and unicorns.
Hey!
Because I'm dire. A new job for Lawrence Fishburne. I will tell you about that. Some drama at Modern Family. A new mentor has been named for The Voice.
Right.
And some Glee news coming up.
Glee. All right, what's the story with Bristol Palin?
You know, I'm trying to figure that one out. Apparently, her critics are saying that her son, Tripp, said the F word during one of the reality shows.
She's 3 years old.
Not the F word that you are the one that describes a person's sexuality.
F-A-G.
Yeah, keep going. Ought.
G. Yeah, right.
Right. Okay. And what Bristol is saying is, no, he did not make that slur. He actually said the 4-letter F word. She's not proud of what he said, but that it wasn't the slur that everybody is saying. And she said she's very upset that people are pushing this with her kid, who's 3, and says, I guess the temptation to label my 3-year-old son is just too great for the lefty papers to resist.
Lefty papers. All right.
Sounds like her mom. So, I don't know. I mean, how many times have you... I mean, this happens all the time. When your kid says a word and in the inappropriate time. And
I did a whole
Modern Family episode about the little girl saying the F word at church.
I didn't know anything. I didn't even know what the F word was until I was in high school.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Which one? The 4-letter one?
Which high school or which...
No, which the 4-letter one you didn't know what it was?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Really?
And I didn't know... What the reference to, and why can't you just say the word?
Well,
I mean, it's used by the British use it as part of their, it's not acceptable. Why is it not acceptable here to use the term faggot?
I don't know, but moving on. To me, it's an uncomfortable world.
It is uncomfortable, but why? How did it get to be uncomfortable? How did we make it an uncomfortable
word? I think it's said in a negative way. It's not like people say, that's not a positive word.
20 after the hour on Good Day.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Jackson's. Crank it up, Michael.
Aww.
Got the buzzard and the Oreo. In the treetops all day long. Rocking and a bopping and a singing a song. All the little girls on Daybird Street. All the little birds and girls. Tweet, 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 rock, robin. Definitely something fishy going on with the Jacksons. Police called to a disturbance at the home where Michael's three children live. Mm-hmm. No arrests have been made, but lawyers for the grandmother released a statement claiming that the children, Janet, Randy, and Jermaine, those are Catherine's children, Michael's siblings, stormed their way into the home and confronted the three children. Certain Jackson family members ambushed Catherine's home after their vehicle tore through security gates on the tails of the SUV containing Michael's children. After exiting their vehicles, family members ran up to Michael's children and yelled and began to aggressively grab at the cell phones in their hands.
Mm-hmm.
Out of concern for the well-being of Prince Paris and Blanket Jackson, the children were forced to leave their home, taken to a safe location.
By who? Who was with them? That's my question.
I don't know. Janet, Randy, and Jermaine wanted to take the children's cell phones to stop them from tweeting personal information about the family. The statement added that one member of the family admitted that the plan had been in place for the past 3 years to remove Catherine from her home and the grandchildren.
Yeah. By who? What is going on? Are you confused? I'm a little
Michael's
confused.
Children have not heard from their grandmother for 9 days. She went to the Jackson family concert. It was scheduled for, what, the weekend before last. She didn't make it to the show. Said to be in Arizona with her other daughter, Rebby.
Mm-hmm.
So now Tito Jackson wants to... He's drawing up documents, in fact, to have him appointed...
Well, not Tito. It's his son, TJ, wants to be the guardian. He's 34, very close to the kids, I guess, and has acted in their best interest in the past when Catherine has been unavailable. So he's trying to get temporary custody of these kids. But who's removing Catherine from them? I mean, what's going on? How is that happening?
I don't know. I'm just... sort of nosing around through
the news.
I'm just nosing through all of this stuff and sort of wondering, I guess, the same thing you are.
Yeah, what?
What in the world? Yeah. What in the world?
There are pictures. I mean, if you go to TMZ today, there's stuff about our shooter in Colorado, and then there are millions of articles about the Jacksons up there right now. Pictures of Janet yelling at Randy in front of the estate yesterday. I mean, just different. Crazy. I have no idea. It makes no sense.
Well, are they worried about themselves and the tweets? Is that something they try to manage their image and they don't like?
Someone was trying to say the brothers were... I think it has to do with managing image, but I think it also has to do with the fact that the courts could get involved with the guardianship of the kids, too, if Catherine's missing. I think that's a big part of it. And I know the boys haven't been doing much tweeting, but I know that that the girl... what's her name? Paris. Has been tweeting a lot about her grandfather.
How old is she? Angry
tweeting the uncles. She's got to be like 13, I would
say. And how old are Prince and Blanket?
Prince is older and Blanket is younger. So Prince is probably like 15, 16, I'd say.
Okay. Do they actually show up in public much and they were really...
No, you still don't see them. But the thing that Janet's very upset about is Paris has decided she wants to be an actress. She's been doing these interviews and these things. I don't know who's accepting them for her, but she's the one that's actually been very vocal. The boys, you don't see them very much at all.
Yeah. All right, more drama, though. It's kind of too bad. The Family Feud, real life. And it's really just plain sad for these kids. It's 28 past the hour on Good Day.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard-of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top-name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12-millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Pre-finished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
The Good Day Show is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at DougStephan.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I live in my car, sometimes a rental car. Every day, I find a nice, quiet place to pull over and meet a client through WebEx, face-to-face on my smartphone. This is the way to do business.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco, WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7.
Today, fair sailing. All right, Jennifer, everything's A-okay. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on Good Day. Rich is in Colombia for a couple of weeks.
Colombia.
Roberta still dealing with whatever family issues she's dealing with. And Heather's got a few of those herself. Good thing the microphone is attached to our hip. Right, here we are. First thing here before Jennifer gets to the television report is an update on what's going on with our friends and the trends on Facebook and Twitter. What are we following, Jen, there?
Well, right now, Dr. Jay Kumar, who's one of the contributors to our show on Thursday, has posted something kind of interesting up on our Facebook page, Dougie. He says, want a happy, healthier, longer life? Don't stress. According to medical science, chronic stress accelerates aging by 600%.
Uh-oh. Yeah, it does.
Good news is that simple techniques can help slow down the aging process and reverse your biological clock. He's got an article up there with tips for doing just that. So check it out, facebook.com/gooddayshow.
In other words, you want to live to be 600, check it out.
Do it. Hello. Some breathing and you can live longer. I'm all about it. Now, yesterday we asked if you have a landline, a cell phone, both, or if you prefer the old tin can and a string.
Sure.
A lot of people chiming in, and interesting responses. Thomas says he likes smoke signals. Walter said, at least with a tin can, someone can't pick up your conversation. Barbara said that she prefers a tin can, but she can never get it to work. She has a landline because she's too lazy to change her number. Tim said, no landline computer. He uses the old magic jack. Nita said, I turned off my landline about 3 months ago. Robert said, yes, he uses all of them. Joanne says that she has both a cell phone and a landline for a home security system. She has to have the very basic service. So, interesting mix up there. And today we are following a little sad story, I guess. Only one more month left of summer vacation. What is still on your summer to-do list? So chime in now. Let us know what's still left for you to do. So far, Stephen wants to sell his house and buy another one. And Jeffrey said he wants to have one last big party at his lake house.
Yeah.
He said it's going to be legendary. I think he should invite us.
I think you're right about that. And we want to be invited to anything going on in the Gainesville area. Ocala, say hi to the folks down there. Hello.
Hi.
Fort Wayne, Indiana, and folks listening all around Indiana, Oshkosh, Wisconsin,
Oshkosh, be gosh,
Anchorage and Fairbanks, Alaska. How do you do? Nice to have you on board on the Good Day program. Jennifer and Doug and the Summer Olympics, a lot of people talking about that. You'll find a story at DougStephan.com today as things are about to get started. There are some things people are betting on that are pretty interesting, Jennifer, not just certain sports or athletes, but also whether there is a UFO sitting during the there are people who say we're going to be invaded by athletes from another planet. There'll be athletes from another planet.
Alien athletes.
Yeah, alien athletes. There are also people betting on whether the mayor of London sets his hair on fire with the Olympic torch or not. So the poll at DougStephan.com, which event do you think will yield the most medals to our team, to the U.S. Olympic team? A, swimming. B, soccer. C, gymnastics. D, cycling. E, any other. I must tell you, I don't know enough about how
you and I make such a team, because I have no idea. We always seem to do well in swimming, so let's just go with that.
All right, swimming.
Swimming.
Swimming. Yeah, gymnastics will do well, but the Eastern European girls and guys do better there.
That's right. My Czech brother and sister.
Didn't the women win soccer last time? Isn't that a big
thing? Yeah, we do. Oh, and volleyball. We do pretty well at volleyball, too.
All right. So anyway, the poll at DougStephan.com. That was today's poll. Yesterday, we asked what you thought about Mariah Carey joining American Idol. A, I'm so excited. Let's see, you got 16. But let's do the from the top down. 33% of you said, I'm not even sure Mariah can save the show. Jennifer has a theory this is the last year. Maybe there's one more
year. I don't know if it's another, if it's the last year, but I think two more years and it's done. I mean, a lot of people are still watching, but it's just kind of getting to be old hat. So
right.
We'll see.
19% said, I might have to watch again, at least in the beginning, to see how she does. She'll be nice. She'll be sweet. She'll be fine. Let's see here. 19% of you said, I'm so excited I can't wait for the new season to start. 17% said,
she just tinkled in my pants.
Too nice to judge. Very nice. And 16% said, I didn't even know the show was still on. That says something, doesn't it, huh? All right, so the polls at DougStephan.com. Help yourself to all of that. It's just nice to have you check in as much as anything else so that we know what your thoughts are, what your priorities are. All right, I have I'm a little late with the 2020 news quiz, but I'm going to ask you about a lady. I'm going to ask you to tell me who this lady is and why would we be interested in knowing her. Her name, Louise Brown. What is there? She was born on this date, 1978. What is there about Louise Brown, that makes her an interesting person and someone you'd probably be interested in hearing a conversation with or having a conversation with or knowing? Louise Brown, why is she somebody we would talk about today? 800-510-8255. We'll spread this out a little bit beyond the normal 2020 quiz window because I just now am coming up with a question. Louise Brown, born this date, 1978. Why is it that we would be interested in knowing her or talking with her or about her? 800-510-8255 for a swell prize. We have a lot of different things that are in the prize closet, so help yourself first to the information. 800-510-8255. Meanwhile, I want to help you help yourself to good health. There is, according to any number of reports, a big, large group of diseases that are just waiting to get you. And that's the way it is. Our atmosphere is so filled with things. We find on the farm, Jennifer, new kinds of bacteria and viruses in the cows all the time. Things that when we test, for example, if there's something wrong with a cow in the milk, sometimes they come up with all these pathogens that nobody's ever heard of before because there's so much new stuff in the air. And if it affects the cows, you know it affects human beings as well. So if you want to avoid any chance of having any of these horrible diseases, it's really pretty easy. And I'm making a statement that some people think is just plain outlandish. But it isn't. Because if you understand your body, if you understand your life, if you understand what it takes to live, then you know that you need 90 essential nutrients in your body every day to avoid getting sick. This is something you want to avoid surgery. You want to avoid having to deal with the Affordable Health Care Act and its effects. You can avoid these diseases by getting the 90 essential nutrients known as the Healthy Start Pack. The Healthy Start Pack is available by calling 855-309-TEAM. That's 855-309-8326. Or you can go online to get the 90 for life at DougStephanTeam.com. So your goal, hopefully, is to have really good health through your entire life. Minerals are mandatory to sustain life. That's the truth. This is not a slogan. The secret is not really a secret. 90 minerals, essential nutrients for life, 90 for life, the Healthy Start Pack. It's 855-309-TEAM, or go online to DougStephanTeam.com to order your Healthy Start Pack.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and do you remember this song? Remember, 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 remember. Well, it's a wonderful song talking about memory. Now, the minute you hear the word remember, what do you think about? Well, most of us think about the past. Do you remember when this happened? Do you remember when that happened? Do you remember when we were all together? Do you remember when we fell in love, etc.? But you know what? The word remember actually has a different and better meaning. What do I mean? Well, it talks about the future. Really? How about this? Did you remember that this Sunday we need to do this? Did you remember to take your action list and get it done in the future? You see, there are so many words and so many things in life when we look at the past, but we actually should look at the future and plan the future. So from this moment on, remember the future. Remember what you have to do. Remember what you will do. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Oh, wait a minute.
Hi.
Excuse me. I was just preparing my television report. It's a 16 before the hour.
Good. I don't know if we need one.
Right. So, Jennifer, I might have an item or two, but only after Jennifer gets all her stuff in.
Of course.
Hi to the folks listening around Des Moines, Iowa this morning. A little bit of rain there. I'm sure you're happy about that. Folks listening in Wilmington to WDEL, hello. Monterey, California and Columbia, South Carolina. Say hi to them, Jennifer. Folks in Myrtle Beach and New Bern, North Carolina, Springfield, Massachusetts, Spokane, Lancaster. You didn't say it's not Lancaster. It's Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You knew that, right?
I did not know that. Because here we have Lancaster.
No, no. Lancaster.
Like sportscaster.
Yeah, right. It's east of Pittsburgh. Actually, west of, it's south and west of Philadelphia. All right? Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 800-510-8255. Let's see, where we have Utica. All right, hi, everybody. Nice to have you on board. Let's get some of our call. A lot of Maryland participation today. Kim's in Leonardtown, Maryland. Where's that, Kim?
That's in southern Maryland on the Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, is it? Must be nice there. Is it hot? It's been hot, though, right?
Today is a beautiful day, actually. It's in the 80s.
Yeah, okay, so you'll have a great time. All right, so you have the identity of Louise Brown, yes?
Yes, she was the first test tube baby.
Imagine what life must be like for her. Can you imagine? Louise Brown is the first baby conceived outside of the mother's womb to ever be born.
Hmm. It's pretty
so
cool.
So what do you think life is like for her?
That was the year I was born.
Yeah. So, but you were born in your mother's womb.
Yes, I was. Huh. Well, I was born out of my mother's womb, but
yeah,
I lived
out.
There for a
but
while.
But Kim, imagine, can you? What do you think it is? Does it make a difference at all? Or is it just psychological?
Can you imagine what her parents must have been through those first couple weeks with a brand new baby and the press everywhere? That must have been pretty difficult, too.
Yeah, I would think so. Kim, do you have a problem with me giving the ending to the Batman movie?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, but did you hear what I said?
No.
Okay, so I did.
Don't say it again.
All right, hold on a minute. Kim, thank you. All right, so we'll take care of her with a swell prize. All right, where'd this woman go that wanted to rip me a new one?
Looks like she hung up.
All right, so I'm just going to go around here. Lisa, do you have a problem? Did you hear me give the ending away for the Batman movie?
No, I didn't.
All right.
Good.
All right, so I'm just going to see
it's
if...
good thing no one listens.
Yeah, right. Linda, did you hear me a few minutes ago give away the ending to the Batman movie?
No, I did not.
All right, so you're not upset about... Would you be upset if you knew what the ending was?
Not really.
No, okay, all right, so she's not upset with me. Terry, would you be upset with me? Did you hear me give the ending for the Batman movie?
I heard you give the ending, but I'm not upset at all.
All right.
All right. But I won't repeat it.
Good. Okay. No.
No.
All right, thank you. Elkie.
Yes.
Did you hear me give the ending to the Batman movie?
No, I did not.
All right. Do you care what the ending is?
No, I don't.
No. All right. Okay. So I'm just doing a little round the robin here. Kate's in Newark, Ohio. Did you hear me give the ending to the Batman movie on the air, Kate?
I did not.
No. Do you care what the ending is?
Not really. Was I supposed to have been listening?
Well, generally speaking, it's nice to know that somebody's listening. Apparently, though, there aren't a lot of people who heard me say what I did a few minutes ago, so I think I'll leave it at that because I don't want people to be angry at me. I don't even know if I was being facetious at the time. Was I, Jennifer? I think I just said it.
You said, it doesn't matter because blah, blah, blah happened.
Well,
anyway.
I think I was talking about the end of the franchise. Do you think, Kate, have you seen any of the Batman movies?
I have not. I haven't seen a movie in 10 years.
Good Lord, you need to get out. Why? What's the matter?
I take you out.
My life is better for it, believe me.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
But so, entertainment-wise, what do you do when you go from Newark? Where do you go to have some fun?
I stay home. I have many animals. I have horses and
cows.
Dogs and cats and cows, yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's good. Yeah. And you're in great shape. Perfect.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Living the life of love. That's a good thing. All right. Thank you, Kate. Nice to talk with you. All right. So that takes care of that. It's 11 before the hour. Jennifer, what's happening in the world of television?
Oh, me?
Oh, you. Yes, it's you.
Okay, let's start with Lawrence Fishburne. He was on CSI, as you know, and now he's getting very, 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 very close to joining Hannibal, which is that new TV series based on the Silence of the Lambs franchise.
Ooh.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
VH1's given the go-ahead for a new show called Bounce. It'll star Dean Cain and Charlotte Roth. It centers around the Los Angeles Devil Girls, the dance team for a professional basketball team. So that'll be juicy. Matchbox 20's Rob Thomas has been selected. He's going to be the mentor for CeeLo Green's team on The Voice this coming season. The show premieres September 10th. He joins Mary J. Blige, who will work with Adam Levine, and Michael Bublé, who will work with Blake Shelton. So all we're missing is a mentor for Christina.
And we talked about Brad Paisley maybe going to American Idol?
Just getting there. Brad Paisley is the latest to have his name thrown in the ring to become the next judge on American Idol. He would be an interesting choice. He's a very funny guy. People don't realize that he's got a really good sense of humor. But, again, does he have that mean factor? I don't know. We'll have to see. I know he's funny. Court Overstreet is rejoining Fox's Glee during season 4. He was on before, but then they pulled him off. Now he's coming back as a series regular. So good news if you're a fan of Court Overstreet and the show of Glee. Alex Trebek is back to work. He went back yesterday after his heart attack. They started the 29th season of Jeopardy.
Yeah, you know, most of the advertisers on the NCAA have said they will not sponsor any games that Penn State is involved in. So, blackout, boycott, whatever you want. There are no Penn State football games going to be on television this year because there will be no advertiser support for them. It's 51 after. Good job, Jennifer.
Thank you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Three minutes after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy to have along Warren Eckstein, who's the host of The Pet Show. A great man with animals. His wife would be the first to tell you that. Well, it's, the idea of having animals first in your life, it's an important thing. Ask the people in Alaska who elected a cat. If you're following Warren and his blog, the story today of the town in Alaska that elected a cat as its mayor. There have been dogs who have run for mayor of various communities. I think in the past, this is not the first time an animal has been elected to an important high office, right?
Yeah, but once again, we have finally an intelligent politician running.
Yeah.
Well, they need a bribe, though. You know, a little liver gets a lot of things done.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what it is.
Throw me a bone.
Yeah. All right, so we had a video of the day the other day. Actually, we had two of them. I don't know if you saw either one of them, but they're very cool, Warren. The first one, a group of dogs performing their version of One Thing, originally done by the band One Direction. I don't know, Michael, whether you can find that or not, or whether you saw it, but it was very cool. And then we had those just beautiful little bulldog puppies. So if you go to the videos of the day at DougSteffen.com, our video today is me taking you for a tour around the farm. But if you go back, I think it's 3 days, we had the kid who was singing on the farm yesterday. Then we had the view of the Earth from the space station. And then the one before that was the dogs, the little bulldogs, Warren. They were absolutely
I think
most.
I sent you some of those. I'm not sure.
Did you? All right. Well, that's even better. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. I sent you. I just saw them that morning and said, I got to send these to Doug.
Yeah, oh, they were wonderful. Thank you for doing that.
By the way, bulldogs now,
yeah,
the number one dog, and I didn't make this term up, if you want a chick magnet,
really,
the number one breed of dog is a bulldog.
Yeah, I always get that when I'm walking around with Charlotte. Oh, and
it's
then they,
just you, Dougie.
They'll say, he. What bothers me about people and their assumptions, the other night, Meredith and I were in Boston, and we went out to an ice cream shop. Charlotte's sitting on the steps in front of the ice cream shop, and people, oh, look at how cute he is.
And I always say, in a courage fashion, he is a she. Her name is Charlotte.
God, you must despise me then.
How's that?
I always make that mistake. My shepherd is a female, Skyler, and my chihuahua mix is a male. Yeah. And I always call the shepherd, I get corrected on the show all the time, I always call the shepherd he and the chihuahua she. I think it's based on size.
Yeah, it is. Oh, what the dog looks like. You never confused Charlotte, though. You always knew Charlotte was a girl.
Well, I didn't want to upset you, Doug.
Thank you. All right. So here's the email that came from a, let's see who this is from. A woman named Hemily. I don't know what the Hemily. It's an interesting name. She says you can spend a lot of money on a nice doghouse that holds up in the rain, or you can make your own doghouse for a fraction of the price. Cut a hole in the side of a plastic storage container large enough to fit your dog, flip the container on its lid, and stick a dog bed inside it. What do you think of that?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, years ago I had the opportunity. Remember Liberace?
Oh, sure.
Years ago I had the opportunity of training Liberace's dog.
Yeah?
I was 11 when I did it, okay? And the bottom line was he had a doghouse at his home in Las Vegas shaped like a piano that was air-conditioned and heated, cost him several thousands of dollars.
Sure.
From my perspective, this is the most important thing about a doghouse. You know the Snoopy doghouse we all see?
Yeah.
With the hole in the middle where the dog goes in?
Right.
Biggest mistake people make. No matter what type of doghouse you have, put the entrance on one side, not in the middle. If it's in the middle, the dog cannot get out of the elements. If it's off to the side, the dog has three walls protecting him. So always put the entrance off to the side, not in the center of a doghouse. So as long as the dog has enough room to get up, as long as he's not exposed to the elements, I think it's a great idea.
Huh. Always look on the bright side of your dog.
It's amazing how many people I see put the doghouse with the Snoopy house with the thing in the middle, not realizing that no matter where the dog goes, the air is going to come in because it's in the middle versus one side.
Mm.
And a piece of plastic over that works well, too.
What happened to that Iraq war veteran that tried to adopt the bomb-sniffing dog that was his partner during his time over there? Did you follow that? Where did that?
I did follow the story. I don't know what the outcome is. I know I posted it on Facebook. And
I know you did. I just sort of wanted to bring some closure to that because it seemed like an interesting story. Even though I think we talked last week about sometimes good stories about dogs end badly. The dog that got euthanized last week. I got more emails.
You know,
the lady
who was on the council in Belfast Island that decided to kill that dog Lennox.
Yeah.
She just got a promotion.
Ah, perfect.
I just posted it now on Facebook. He just got a promotion.
Great. Warren Eckstein here talking about pets, your best friend.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.